All right, so anyone else getting some serious deja vu? We're talking chip makers again, big money on the line, and oh yeah, maybe a little international intrigue thrown in for good measure.
The rumor mill's in overdrive for sure. Qualcomm thinking about taking over Intel. That's juicy enough on its own, right? But then you add in the whispers that Broadcom might be lurking in the background, too.
Yeah, that's what caught my eye. Like, this WebPro News article lays it all out, and it definitely makes it sound like Broadcom was at least thinking about making a move. But this whole thing, I don't know, am I wrong? It feels kind of familiar. Like, haven't we seen this movie before?
What's really interesting is you're totally right. So this isn't Broadcom's first rodeo when it comes to, trying to buy up a big name in the chip game. Remember, like back in 2018, when they were all about trying to buy Qualcomm?
Wait, hold on. Really? Qualcomm? Okay, I need to rewind here. Why Qualcomm? What made them so special that Broadcom wanted a piece of that pie?
So at the time, Qualcomm was the name in mobile chips. I mean, they basically owned the smartphone market.
Yeah.
And Broadcom, they were looking to, get in on that action, expand their empire a little, right?
So what happened? Did they just like offer Qualcomm a lowball number, or was there something else that made them back off?
Get this, the deal was actually blocked.
Hmm.
And not by like a competitor or anything. The US government stepped in and said, no, not happening.
Whoa, are you serious? The US government got involved in a tech deal. Okay, now we need the details. That's some next-level corporate drama right there.
So it all boiled down to, you guessed it, national security. See, back then, Broadcom was still based in Singapore, and there were a lot of concerns, especially in the Trump administration, about their ties to China.
So they were worried that China could use Broadcom to, like, get their hands on sensitive tech, basically.
Basically, back then, the Trump administration, they saw it as a huge risk. They were worried about China getting a foothold in the semiconductor industry, which, let's be real, that's like the name of the game these days.
Yeah, no kidding. Whoever controls the chips controls pretty much everything, right? Smartphones, cars, even like refrigerators these days. It's all about the chips.
Right. It's like the foundation of everything. You want to talk power. That's power.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense why the government was worried then, back in 2018. But didn't Broadcom move their headquarters? They're in Delaware now, right? So did they just like change their address and figure everyone would forget about the whole China thing?
Well, it's not quite that simple. This article, what it's suggesting is that going after Intel, a company way bigger than even Qualcomm and like essential to how tech works everywhere, that could bring back all those old worries about Broadcom and, those connections to China.
Yeah, I get it. It's not like we're just talking about some app update here. This is Intel, for
Yeah.
crying out loud. They practically invented the microchip.
Exactly. And with Intel sort of, struggling to keep up these days, especially with how fast things are changing in chip making, taking them over, that'd be huge, like a power shift in the whole industry.
And there's no way the U.S. government's just going to sit back and watch that happen.
Yeah.
Especially, okay, and this article just kind of skims over this, but remember what happened with Broadcom and VMware?
Yeah.
That whole thing was a mess, wasn't it?
That's putting it mildly.
Yeah.
Yeah, the way they handled that whole VMware thing, let's just say it didn't exactly inspire confidence. Remember how they were all like, don't worry, we'll keep everything mostly the same, trying to reassure all the developers and customers and everything.
Yeah, totally. Trust us, nothing to see here. That whole routine.
Right. And then what happens? They immediately start shutting down some of VMware's most important products. You can imagine how developers felt about that. Talk about a bait and switch.
Yeah, not exactly keeping things independent. So, like, if Broadcom's willing to pull that kind of stuff with a software company like VMware, who knows what they might try with a giant like Intel, right?
Eek, million-dollar question right there. And it gets to the heart of this whole thing. How much power should governments have to interfere in global tech? Even if it's like a national security thing, it's tricky. Trying to balance protecting your own interests without, killing innovation or accidentally handing another country a win.
Yeah, talk about a tough call. It's like economic interests on one hand, security risks on the other. How do you even start to figure out what the right move is?
Right. And who gets to decide what a risk even is? These are like billion-dollar questions, and there aren't any easy answers.
Yeah, it's a real head scratcher. But you know what? While we're trying to figure out all these angles with Broadcom and Qualcomm, I think we're kind of forgetting about, well, Intel, right? I mean, shouldn't we be talking about them for a second?
It's true. They're kind of the like elephant in the room, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's easy to get caught up in the whole who's buying who drama, but what does it say about Intel that they're even in this position in the first place? This isn't like some startup with a cool idea. This is Intel.
It's a really good point. This is a company that used to be the name in computers, right? Like you saw that Intel Inside sticker and you knew you were getting something good. But things change fast in tech, and Intel, they've had some missteps, right? Especially in mobile, and well, now with these AI chips, everyone's after that.
So is this like, you know, is this whole acquisition thing a sign that they're, I don't know, losing their grip? Or could it actually be a smart move on their part?
That's the big question, isn't it? Maybe they see a merger as the best way to stay in the game. You know, maybe they need cash, or they need access to better manufacturing so they can go head to head with TSMC and the rest. Or, hey, maybe it's a way to like jump ahead in a whole new market, like you said, something like those AI chips.
Okay, so for those listening trying to keep up with all this, what's the takeaway? What do we need to be watching out for as this all plays out?
I'd say pay attention to the why behind everything. Don't just get caught up in the headlines like, oh, mega merger. Think about what these companies are really trying to do, what's motivating them, and maybe even more importantly, watch how governments try to shape things, you know? Because this isn't just about money, it's about who has power in the tech world.
Right, it's like a high-stakes game of chess, but instead of pawns and rooks, it's silicon and software. Well, that's about all the time we have for today's deep dive. I'm your host, signing off for now. And to all of you listening, keep those questions coming because we'll be back to dive into them soon enough.